call you over the weekend. All right, thanks. Give it. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Oh, nothing. Just a very famous writer I'm talking to on, off the air.
Oh, yeah. I noticed you had that personal phone call. Is that anyone that you care to tell us who that is?
A guy I'd like to call George Gallo.
George Gallo, Midnight Run?
Yeah. Him and I, we are working on a movie together. And, you know, we're not pitching it because of the strike. We respect the strikers, but you still got to work.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, you can, you know, sit and write, I guess, at home, right?
Yeah.
And that's what George is doing, I guess.
Yeah, writing a great screenplay together.
Now, do you write, Tim? I didn't know that you were like a writer. Were you?
I'm more of an ideas guy.
I see. Okay.
I'm the ideas man.
When it comes to the dialogue, though, I mean, that's
George belts that out.
I see. Okay.
So see, he doesn't have good ideas. So I come up with the ideas. He comes up with the
dialogue.
You shouldn't
say that about your partner.
What?
You shouldn't say that about your partner.
Well, he'll admit it.
So you give a concept. You throw a concept out there.
Right.
And then he pounds on that.
I can tell you what the movie's about. It's called In the Middle.
Oh, yeah. Tell us more.
And it's about a man and a woman who meet in Kansas City, and they get married.
Oh, in the middle is in the middle of the country?
Right, and they love each other.
That's a sweet idea.
But we find out that the guy is actually an illegal alien from Mexico.
Oh.
And is marrying this woman to try to become a citizen. And she's a Canadian and marrying him to try to become a citizen.
So it's comedy.
And they're both illegals.
It's comedy?
Yeah. It's called In the Middle.
Right.
Two illegals marry each other to try to become citizens, and it all falls apart.
Do they have children in the middle?
We're on page five. I'm not sure.
Oh, so you really haven't finished the whole thing. I see.
All right, gang, let's go out and check in with Leo and John and Jeff and see how they're doing out at the big food drive at Smart and Final in West L.A. Hey, what's happening, fellas?
Hey, guys.
How you doing, guys?
Look at you guys out there collecting food. What are we up to?
Right now, we're about 30% there, so obviously tomorrow has to be the big push. We got 50,000 pounds of food this year. That's the goal. We have two huge Miller Lite trucks. You guys saw them when you were here a little bit earlier.
Oh, yeah.
So we still got a long way to go. That means we need everyone at the Smart and Final, Pico and the 405 in West Los Angeles this weekend. We're going to be here all day tomorrow, too, and night. And Leo, the film freak, is going to be doing a show here starting at 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're going to hopefully feed a lot of families this holiday season. It's a win-win. You come here, you get some food for yourself for the holidays. Game day Saturday, tomorrow, college football. Stop by, pick up a can. It's a really, really good cause.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And you're looking for non-perishable food items and things like that. Or if people just want to, as you said earlier, John, if people just want to donate money, you know, give $20, give $10, give $50, and then you guys go ahead and take that money and buy the food with that money.
Yeah, the cash donations is really, really, really important, because if you drop off a $20 bill, it goes a long way at Smart and Final, because you get a lot more for your money at Smart and Final. So we can get larger quantities, better quality food. So don't even waste your time bringing outdated food from your house to the food drive. It's just going to get thrown away. Cash is king at the food drive.
Hey, yeah, absolutely.
Do me a favor, fellas. So again, we have Leo, John, and Jeff. If you guys could just, for a second, not say anything, we'd like to hear the crowd in the background. You got a ton of people out there.
Well, that's something I was going to refrain from, Timmy. But I got to be honest with you. From five, well, what time? You were there at 6:30, Brian, making the big drop off.
Yeah, I left at 6:30, so I think I got there about six.
About 6:32. Let me hear that. Let me hear that crowd again, Wachowski. Yeah. It's step-up time, folks, and, it's really been sucky for the last 3 hours. It's been sucky for the past 3 hours. We got to do better.
Yeah, you guys have got to get out there. What's wrong with you, people?
Well, it's a Friday night, so a lot of people are coming home from work. Maybe they're just getting home from work. If you're not going to go to the Smart and Final on Pico off the 405 tonight, then you've got to get it in your head to go tomorrow.
Saturday's usually the big day to go, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we always have a good time, and can I hear that crowd one more time?
Yeah, let's hear that crowd.
Yes. Hi, everybody.
Hey, you guys had live music out there as well today, huh?
We had some great live music. Mike Dawson from the Adam Carolla Show, he knocked it out. He's got Buffalo, California, is the name of his group. And Larry Bagby from Walk the Line, that's been great. And we literally have, I would say, 40% of both the trucks filled. And we're going to be here Saturday and Sunday all day long. The Crickets, us, Smart and Final. we got to crush it tomorrow. But come on out.
I remember the other one year, John and Jeff were doing it in Encino, and it was raining the whole time. The carpet was wet. The furniture was wet. It was absolutely hell up.
Well, these guys are committed to it.
Perfect weather this weekend.
And it really is perfect weather. And it makes you feel good. And not that you should do things for other people to, you know, to feel good about yourself. But the truth is, you know, you drive out of there after, you know, donating some money or giving some food. You kind of feel good about what you've done.
Yeah.
And hey, guys, thanks for stepping up today and, you know, giving us a bunch of food, cartloads of food. You guys are studs.
Listen, you guys made this thing possible at the station every year. And now that Leo's involved, raising tons of money. How much money did you raise before you actually started?
Well, you know, we've had some great corporate donations. I'll throw it out for you. Let's Krikorian Premier Theaters threw down $2,500. The DCH Auto Group, they threw down $1,500. Smart and Final threw down $1,000. I'm forgetting a big $2,500. Pomodoro, our official restaurant for the food drive, they threw down $2,500. So imagine walking down the aisles of Smart and Final, getting them, you know, give me 30 cases of pumpkin pie mix. It's like Elvis incredible. Walking up and down the aisles. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it really is great. All right, gang, we'll check in with you next hour.
Thanks, guys.
All right, you guys are major studs.
Thanks, right, boys.
There they go, everybody.
Thank you.
John, Jeff, and Leo out there. At the Smart and Final, and if you want to see what those cats look like, buzz on out. Pico in the 405.
They're really doing good work, and they could use your help. And you heard them; they were pretty honest. Said, you know, they've been a little bit. It's been the last hour or two has been a little slow, so they want to kind of pick up the pace and get people to come out. It's on Pico, off the 405. Smart and Final, help them out. They're raising money and food, actually raising food for the LA Regional Food Bank this holiday season. Helping out people who might need a hand.
Yeah, and thanks to Miller, too. They gave us two huge trucks for free.
Unbelievable.
Hey, right. It's John and Jeff here.
All right, gang, it is time for Coach Dave to wrap up this weekend when it comes to football.
Well, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, the guy who knows more about football than anybody gave us a winner last week. San Francisco lost to Seattle 24-0. The point spread was 10 in that game, so if you listen to Coach Dave, you'd have won some money.
That's right. It was the Monday night game.
Yeah.
He called it, yes.
He did call it. He's going to give us another pick here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, a guy who showed up at Smart and Final earlier, spent hundreds of dollars on food.
Yep, great guy.
Donated to a great cause, Coach Dave. Coach, how are you, sir?
Excellent. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what do you got for us tonight?
Hey, I just have to say, though, to the listeners, you guys are unbelievable. Just how generous you guys were tonight. I saw what you guys loaded up on those carts. You could have fed a small country, and you know, I was just really impressed. And,
thank you
I just
very
had
much.
To, had to say
I don't know
that.
If you, I don't know if you notice a lot of that crap that Brian bought went into his trunk.
Get that out of here. Excuse me, Coach Dave. Excuse me, Tim. That is an outrage. Everything that I bought out of that Smart and Final went right to the food drive.
What, are you going to drive it down there tomorrow? How dare you?
I did not put it in my car, Tim. And I do not want you to tell this audience that I put food in my car because you tell them every show how much I love to eat. And now you're going to tell them that I'm ripping off a food drive?
Yell at you, too. All right, what do you got for us, Coach?
All right. Let's see, week 11, some interesting matchups here. Quarterback Tony Romo just signed a $67 million contract extension with Dallas.
Wow.
I think he's going to play like the $60 million man, and he is playing against Washington at home. They want to. It's a long-standing rivalry, and I think Dallas is really going to make a statement here. They're 11-point favorites at home. I expect Tony Romo to have a big day. I also like Mark Bolger at St. Louis, playing at San Francisco. He's averaged 280 yards versus San Francisco, and in week two, he had 368 yards and a touchdown.
Wow.
My sleeper pick at quarterback is Matt Schaub of Houston. They're at home versus New Orleans. He's getting Andre Johnson back. They're 48 points is the over-under in that game. It could be a shootout, so I like Matt Schaub as a sleeper. Let's go on to running backs. Steven Jackson, St. Louis, goes off on San Francisco. He has 412 yards from scrimmage in the past three games versus the 49ers. Expect him to have a big day, as well as Brian's New York Giants at Detroit. They took a spanking last week from Dallas. Expect them to come back strong against Detroit. Brandon Jacobs, the running back, could have a big day running over Detroit's defense.
Hey, who is that big? Who's the running back for Minnesota? Has had two.
I was just actually up. Yep, that's a good point, Tim. Adrian Peterson. He's an absolute phenom. Unfortunately, was injured last week. Mm. The league's been decimated with injuries this year.
Oh, hell ass.
And he went down with a knee injury against Green Bay.
That guy's done something nobody's ever done in the NFL. He's a rookie. He's had two 200-plus games.
Yeah,
that's correct. Correct. Tim, he broke a record last week by over 300 yards.
Jesus show off some of my sports knowledge. I know you guys think I don't know anything about sports, but the I had a chance to watch last weekend the second half of the Cowboys game against the Giants, and the offense of the Dallas Cowboys, that is like an unstoppable offense that they have. This Tony Romo, the $60 million man, for how many years is that contract?
I believe it's 6 years.
Wow,
good for him.
Not bad.
All right,
give us
your big pick for the weekend. You were correct last week, and you beat the spread by 14 points.
All right, let me just real quick give you just a couple of wide receivers: Santonio Holmes, Pittsburgh, and Andre Johnson, Houston. Defense, I like Green Bay again at home versus the Panthers, and I like Indianapolis to be ticked off against Kansas City at home. I really like Indianapolis just to win against Kansas City at home. They're going to be again smarting from.
What's the spread in that game?
It's 14.5 points. It's a lot of points to give.
You going to take Indianapolis there then?
I am. I don't know about 14.5, but,
All right.
That's a lock.
So the coach is struggling with this one?
A little bit. I don't like to get into actually straight bets. I got some death threats last time with the Seattle deal. Fantasy football, stick to that.
All right, Coach, you're the best, man.
I love you guys.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, take care of yourself. Bye-bye. All right, there he goes. Great guy, man.
Fantasy football sports.
He picked the winner for you last week.
He did. Yes, he certainly
did. Monday Night Football. All right, folks, we have some demos to get to here. We do this, like to do it each and every Friday.
Yes.
But let's start with, I believe it was, let's see, this is it here. Some chick had called us or sent us a demo, and it was the Mumford Show.
Right. The Mumford Show. Mumford was a guy, Marion Mumford.
Right.
And Tom Likas was in the studio with us that night.
Right. And Tom was trying to give Mumford a hint on how to do the show.
How to make his own show better, really.
Yeah, because his show, I don't know whether it was great or not. It didn't sound like, something I would listen to every week. But Tom gave him some great advice on how to do an opening.
Right. Tom was really, because Tom is like that. I mean, for as much as we have had a feud, he does like to see, young talented people come into the broadcasting business. So this Mumford Show did need some help.
A good opening.
It needed a good opening. And Tom, tried to demonstrate to Mumford, how he might up the ante a bit on the open of the show.
All right, here it is, the brand-new opening for the Marion Mumford Show. It's called Mumford, everybody. I haven't heard the opening yet, but I bet if you did the opening for Mumford, I think it'd be a better show.
Yes, well, I would recommend to Mumford to get some up-tempo music.
Yes.
And an announcer. Now, of course, the announcer will use my name, but this is how you do it, Mumford.
From Los Angeles, it's the
Mumford Show.
Oh, God.
And now, here he is.
Mumford. Thank you for tuning into the Mumford Show. This is where America gets together to talk about the issues you really care about. It's a different kind of radio talk program. We're the radio talk show that is not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No. I am your host. Write down our toll-free telephone number. You're going to need it. It's 1-800-5800-MUMFORD. 1-800-5800 M-U-M-F-O-R-D. Here we are together again on the radio. Thank you for joining me. I am Mumford. And thank you for being part of the program.
That's so close. That's very funny stuff. Mumford.
I think Mumford learned from Tom.
I think so, yeah.
I think that he
absolutely
did. I think he learned a thing or two.
Oh, that is so classic. Here's a spot that we play here on the station.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Tommy can give, or maybe Rick Dees can give a couple of tips here.
Because
I think there's some thick tongue going on.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. You ready, Rick?
You know it. Always ready to hear it.
All right, and the carts go what?
Put them in, don't take them out.
All right, here we go.
Hey, we're talking about the UFC. Don't forget to order live UFC 78 fight this weekend. This is the first time two undefeated winners of the Ultimate Fighter reality show face off.
What is it, this weekend?
First off, a little production problem. Real hot on the levels there. So let's bring the music down, and let's bring the microphone level down.
And I think there's a D in weekend.
And I think there's, I think it's distorted.
God. UFC 78 fight this weekend. This is the first time two undefeated winners of the Ultimate Fighter reality show face off in a pay-per-view main event. Michael Bisping, winner of the Ultimate Fighter 3.
Whoa, a lot of thick tongue there on Michael Bisping.
Michael Bisping, winner of the Ultimate Fighter 3 and a known dangerous striker stepping into the octagon to face powerhouse wrestler Rashad Evans, the winner of the Ultimate Fighter 2. Wow. Both men are fighting for validation. UFC 78, this is going to be a good one. Validation will be live Saturday, November 17th, from the brand new Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey, exclusively on pay-per-view. Michael Bisping.
Whoa. You know what? Let's everybody kind of check our levels first. I mean, really, it's most important to check those levels.
In a pay-per-view main event. Whoa. Michael Bisping.
If the needle's in the red, just bring the music down a little bit and take announcer boy and kind of bring his microphone down a little bit.
Michael Bisping. Michael Bisping.
All right, folks, when we come back, Jerry Wachowski and Randy Wang actually auditioned.
What?
For the opening at KFI.
Get out of here.
Yeah. They auditioned for KFI, everybody.
Well, so I guess we'll hear
that.
Listen
to that when we come back.
It's Genesis right now at KISS FM. I say I love